Ten, nine, ignition sequence starts. Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engines running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Well, greetings, my dear friends from all over the world. This is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio, being transmitted simultaneously via BBS Radio and via Finding Forces Radio. We have a great program today with a great guest. He is considered a dear friend of mine. His name is Jose Bazan from Awake to the Awakening. So, Jose, welcome, and you have a lot of information to share.
Thank you, Martin, for inviting me again. Been a while, and
yes.
Much information has transpired between our last
yes.
communication.
It's a pleasure to have you here, because it's always such uplifting information that you're sharing, and you're just such a wonderful light worker and wonderful person and friend to have. What's new, my friend?
I just want to go back with what they had given me regarding the energetic changes. This was back from what we had expected in September 28th, the cosmic wave. The Federation, the Galactic Federation, had a level of atomic urgencies. But I'll transcribe what they had given me from preparing from that timeline up to from the 28th, but it gives a different view or a sense of where they're trying to prepare many at the same time, which they have. It's much information has been filtered, but in a positive way. And what they said was this was from May 28th, 28th through 2018. Will bring you messages of great urgency depending on these atomic waves that we're experiencing now. And these are energy poles, and they're coinciding with the atomic splitter to be prevented, and this would impact massive energy disruptions throughout all parts of the planet. And it is crucial to all whom listen to stay where they are, preparing for redistribution of anomaly. It's a mimic of what used to be no longer exists. To prevent major Earth events, we shall disperse energies. In doing so, we will decloak our ships in areas of public view, which they have been doing, and to disclose our existence of our present being, which they have. And we are here to facilitate what they're referring to as a dimension sequence called Avalon 7, a massive gateway will appear in of Earth and beginning the entry to those who fall into the matching frequency energy displaced among their energy field. For it is a mess of density kept in the field of similar energy composites of frail light, no other to exist here. This was created to meet that of those whom do not cross barriers of light of the new Stargate, Delta 5. So we must prepare for those before Gaia reaches her level of Imodium energy, a colossal trimental by patterns of discomfort will arise in many humans, and this will displace them from where they live, breathe, function, and operate normally to no end. We do not wish this upon them, though this is of will be experienced. It is a bipartisan, nothing right or wrong to do it, being of what they are, as to say, no judgment in of themselves. It's like moving population. And this will involve an extraction of multitude of people who are not a vibration currently emerging through the salida exit. It's an escape path. It's the portal frequency matching the alignment of people we see or will not see in our new dimension that will take place in them. It's a suction vacuum. Instrumentally put, you're being absorbed into a cryogenic travel temporarily for safe passages, purposes, allowing those who will survive the unstoppable magnetic fields, which are like pulses shooting out at you. Yes, it is a lock frequency that allows us to hold you in place, like, as you say, one whose puzzle, jigsaw, or building structures together to prevent you from falling apart. So it is a masking of sorts to keep you in your energy. Now, no torrent fields will be used to support this. The day you are in now is of the passageway you speak of. There are multiple combinations dealing with this escape to which there is none, encouraging to the heart where they will not ensure or endure such pain of dimensional light that will falsify the energy being felt. This could no longer be held back. To prevent any further losses, we shall institute, include, partake, implement transmutations before many come to this exposure. It is not a lesson, but yes, it is so yet clavicle of its need to maintain the body and keep all its functions in place. The frail tendency is of utmost importance to survive molecular protection. Clavicle to keep the shape and form. It is the Earth proton photon belt entry, which we are entering now. And this is where, you know, what we're experiencing right now, where we're going to continue to experience for the next several years in these high gradual modes. It is a positive level of loving light. And, yeah, you know, one where we would think, what happened to ascension? What is ascension mean? Was it instantaneous? You know, where was I supposed to see something actual? Well, it really took the work from within to reach certain levels, and everyone will reach it. The energy, of course, is anchored on the planet. It is still available to everyone. And it is that where they, of universal, divine source, loving light, wish to see us look within for that. Look within for that completion. No longer seeing from the outside to really go, because every ascension is a personal matter. It's more of a personal connection, and we experience it in different ways. And yet, if when many say, "Well, will I be left behind?" or, you know, "Will I you know, continue forward?" What's really truly going to happen? It's the light's already working inside you, and it's just allowing you to recognize it more so. That it takes multiple releases for us to acknowledge the additional gifted light that is already here for all of us in an extreme loving way. The love is incredible. It is beyond level of what we experience. Gaia has already elevated what was below ground to the surface, the energy that's on her ley line. It is extremely powerful. More so as you elevate and you sense it more, it's transmuting the areas Most certainly. And yet she's definitely prepared the grid. They've actually accelerated the energy. That's where we're feeling the excessive flow of this cosmic wave that's here. And in recognition of our presence above is the placement of the purpose that is being brought in here. They introduced this light transference, also called like the Merkabos cielos, the skies across the sections of dimensional energies, to cause particular waves to disrupt the atmosphere pressures. But this will eloquate the energies in cosmic tortoises to move major clones of passing energies from one place to another. It's to partake the ambrosia, removing people in different level fields. So it's to eloquate the human frequency to receive direction, replicating exact energy fields to facilitate these plasma levels that are breaking away from the atmosphere, the density. So it will accommodate certain conditional structures that are unremoved, left in, unlodged, kept inside to continue, which they're calling aorta, aorta 7, the disintegration of this disintegration from certain levels that will remain in place until the order is set in. They're calling the fifth dimension Anarya 5, the continuing life as it is, yet not as it looks, sounds, or appears to be. Much of what we see will not be present there. So lots will be dissolved, structures, systems, and belief patterns. In all, it will not function the same way by far. And housing will not be of the wood, but of soft material, collapsing of the allopore, the breakable type of composite without foundation of artificial earth. So pretty much as the earth moves into the photonic belt, it's going to cross and it's spiraling, it's turning, and it's moving in a positive light and direction. So as it turns, everything on the planet is accelerating, but it's accelerating where we no longer have the connection to the old density of third dimension. We're feeling that dislodgement. But as Gaia, which is so extremely compassionate, loving towards the human soul, has given her the time, given us the time to move in that direction to where we can integrate the energies within our DNA. And as she moves even further, this will just, you will have that sense and feeling that things are moving much more rapidly than we expect. The new 3D dimension will have multiple areas of changes described in different fictional books of past times. But the outline is that it will happen in third humans that will feel more prepared from the artificial density of Earth. So in either level, you're still being prepared in any way, shape, and form. But in fact, that these light torrences, you know, are sent to us in light languages. And, you know, much of what we see around the Earth as far as like crop circles or channel messages that are being received already placed here, you know, for those purposes. Part of the illuminated ray of light, the eternal dimension. It's all partaking at the same time. So we're like integrating to a higher upgrade of universe, a galactic part of our universe. We can feel it and we can sense it, but we're really going to see this is blinding light, which is part of that photonic energy coming in from the black hole that's providing energy through the God energy, the higher source energy, the prime creative energy. And this is being pulled in from multiple directions, but allowing our energy fields to activate and acclimate properly so that we try to experience less of what we're going to be sensing coming down, because God's going to enter when she finishes that spiral ascension. And she hits the very core of that photonic belt. Things are just going to accelerate in so much light. We're going to feel like suspended in this loving light, Martin, that, you know, everything stops. It'll stop our third dimension, so to speak. You know, we'll feel like you don't want to do anything but just be in that energy. You know, consistent.
Yeah. I already feel kind of like this, you say, My friend, you're speaking about the energies and the culmination of the third dimension on Earth, on Gaia. Now, what is going to happen? What is happening right now with the photonic influx and the rise of the Schumann resonance? I mean, I believe at some point everything is coming to a standstill, zero point, or the event. How do you see that?
Well, I see it where right now it's we're actually shifting from one level part of our DNA into another. It's like it burns away the negative beliefs, the illusion, the creation that have been held by low frequency. You know, so this is really truly going on the inside. Even though the information that we wish we would want to see more, you know, concretely in, you know, media, especially which we are updated on the internet. We're updated in the way universe wants us to see it. But these dissolvements that are going to happening now will be sent where those who are accepting the free will in the love they hold inside will sense a much more peaceful sense. In other words, they won't react to the third dimensional program or the energy that causes the anxiety and tension, the anger, the disbursements and bitterness and tensions that are still out there. We're kind of like we broke away from it, and you can feel that we have, because there's just like this energy. It's like an energy wall, and so that you've entered. So we entered either the newer third dimension, or we've entered the newer fourth dimension, or the higher fifth dimension, where you can feel the higher vibration of that energy, because universe will give you an example that you have by, you know, seeing something or experiencing a conversation or something that triggers a low reaction. But then suddenly you feel the energy starts to elevate, you know, and that's how you know that you've entered the higher dimension, whether it's just the newer upgrade of the third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension. You feel something rise in your heart chakra. And that's to say that, wait a minute, you're not there anymore. You're not associating that energy with what's been happening in the lower dimension or the third dimension, the primary existence dimension. Because Gaia can't hold that energy anymore. She has to remove herself for it in order for her to prepare for the rebirth. She's preparing for her rebirth and to connect to her higher connection. She's like a monarch queen of the earth, this the whole universe. She's like reconnecting and bringing back herself to this alignment. And as she does, she's gaining assistance through this light, the light that's coming in from this cosmic wave, not only assisting her, but at the same time, she's being wrapped around this, it's called like a blow light. So it's like being inside of a light bulb, but where she's just encased in it. So right now, when we're seeing the light just bright, but it's going to really get intense as the days go along, and it's going to feel really brighter. But we're not going to feel, you know, for when you're in these newer dimensions, you're not going to feel the burn. You're pretty much going to feel the energy itself, the energy of light, which is what I've been sensing, like the body, the arms, the legs, the back. Even though, you know, the temperature might feel cooler, but in fact, it's the reading of the higher temperature, of energy temperature, is completely different from the barometer temperature on the Earth. There are two distinctives, but we're not being, you know, told these things, that there's a distinction, you know, temperature levels and energy that are occurring, and which our bodies are responding to. And that's how you know that your body chemical, your crystalline body has come forward, you know, because it's accepting certain frequencies to activate the cells that we're a part in this next level that we're rising into. But we're experiencing it in ways where we could still be purging, you know, where it's either accepted or non-accepted, which is okay. Many people either, choose to bring it at a certain point in time, but only when their free will allows them to be so. But we are affecting people now as torches and light powers around us. Our energy scale has increased in an entire radius. So let's just say where you are right now, Martin, your radius of your light, it went from two buildings down or two houses down to now 20 houses down or 2 miles or 30 miles. Now we're picking up a radius of our energy field. So it's a combined collective in illuminators of light. We're doing the work by doing such as illuminating more and more light as we are emitting and receiving at the same time where Gaia is receiving the energy. So let's say if I were to drive down to where you are, right, I could pick up your energy perimeter, right? And when we pick up your energy perimeter exactly to where you are, because it's locked in with Gaia right now. So Gaia kind of amplifies your energy and says, okay, well, that's coming from you. Or that's coming from you and the several other illuminators that are around here. So it expands the energy grid. And we feel, we come into it and everything feels different. And you know that everything feels different because now Gaia is like rooting her energy inside you. You feel it in your feet and your legs. You feel this surge of energy coming through your body. Your heart chakra starts to pound, in the increasement. And everything is at peace, much peaceful than it was before. And you can encounter these by the passage of the moon that we've experienced from the 28th. Just take notice of it. When you drive or if you're walking, take notice that as you're walking or if you're driving or even you're in your place of residence, you'll notice the energy. Notice the energy in the ground. Notice how the difference between one place and the other. Guarantee your body can pick this up because it's already crystalline. Those who are, sensing this are coming into it. And then some people may feel it as something as peaceful. Some people may feel it as something energetic. Some people might feel it within the circulation of energy in their hands. Some way, shape, or form, they're picking it up. They're sensing the earth per change. I feel it mostly in the basement, coming through the grid. The more I stay there, the more she kind of Gaia tunes into that energy. And because she knows that we're all these light grids now, for her to tower these energies over the earth as like a receptor tower from one beacon station to another. So we could be here and creating a bridge, creating an energy bridge right now from where you are to where I am to where someone else is, anywhere on the earth. We're her energy bridges. And that's like a part of where she's able to transmit what was used to be below ground to a high ground, where we used to have crystal cities. And we had these beautiful kingdoms of light, that now came to the surface, that are coming to the energy that was there, Martin. It's coming through the surface so strongly that we know that they're there. From who we used to be, and that's who we are. And these ascended masters have come back to the earth, and the ones that are here are fully aware within their soul what that is. And we get evidence of it. We get proof of it, and they show it to us in any way that we're being open to it. And from there on, they're kind of showing us what the next part will be in healing these earth. So without Gaia being healed first, which is the massive part of this whole thing of being a part of the new upgrade, because she's needed to for us to calibrate our energy in addition to the light that's coming, because the light that's here is actually keeping her in place. I mean, she there's so much toxicity of what's happened to her that she needs all the love, the entire, universe, which is pouring in now, recognizes that all that love that's needed here will bring her back to, to her higher dimensional self. and her cosmic flame, which is the sun, which is coming together with her, which will convert her into this massive energy of new light. And that new light, she's the new light of the, or as she's starting to pull in, the source light. We're going to see her as the source light of the galactic. Like, this is the light that's the pureness of an upgrade. In this, there's so much energy that's coming in. It's transforming us to where we would think there are certain things that are involved in these limitations of third dimension, but it's just superseding right through. You know, there's whatever is being done, as we heard of in third dimension wise, of through the preparations of these, you know, colliders, hydrogen colliders, atom colliders. None of these things on a cosmic level, universal source penetrates all through Gaia. It's like she's cutting through butter. It's like that energy is just cutting through butter within the earth and revitalizing energy fields. And we feel so incredibly different there. You don't feel reactive to the outside world as we used to. We're more like in tune to the universal energy, more in tune to Gaia, because it's, you know, we're all in alignment with that same oneness and the unity of what pure love is. Now we're getting there, that which is coming through, which is that pure light of love that's existing in ourselves. And it's all based within our chakras. Our chakras are there to do these things. It's so uncontrollable feeling, but we must ground ourselves. Sometimes it can be very, very powerful, depending our vessel handle the energy. And you see people react differently towards you. Well, at times it could be a disruption where they could react in a way where your energy could cause them to come further into the light, or where they'll see much happier. There's all different kinds of different reactiveness in emotions or feelings. A calm sense, you know, or a gentle sense of feeling. I mean, this package of light and the DNA of where it's being invigorated from and through does have some amazing reactions to ourselves. And we when we connect, we feel it more, because we're feeling a new purity of love that's coming in. And where we get to feel more of a increase. Now, the rebirth hasn't happened yet. I'm sure that's what Gaia is waiting on, you know, for us to catch up with. But thereafter, you know, I feel an amount of beauty and love, you know, that we're supposed to be crystallizing. So, in essence, no one missed an ascension. No one had actually been, because of, you know, what they didn't do, or because of the fact of what they did do, it's still available. You know, it's like a gift that still awaits you, you know? And yeah, it's part of, it's the source of, and the gift of the light, you know, that's here. So when you're ready, it's just preparing you, you know, mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form you feel. So it doesn't feel like there's not going to be a big letdown of sorts. We're still traveling, you know, through this thing.
Yeah. I believe nobody is left out, my friend.
Yes. So true.
I have prepared some music for a little break so that you can catch your breath, my friend. And I have selected some very positive reggae, you say?
Okay,
it is
excellent.
Called... Different Colors, One People from Lucky Dube. And you're going to love it, and you're going to feel happy. It will last for 4 minutes, and then we'll be back live. So enjoy this music from Lucky Dube. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, that was wonderful music from Lucky Doo. So positive. And my friends, we are here with Jose Bazan, my dear friend from the east coast of the US. And we are transmitting on Finding Forces Radio and on BBS Radio simultaneously. What a pleasure to do this. This is the first transmission that we're going to continue to do. Every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, and 2100 hours Central European Time on both stations. So, welcome back, people on the chat, on Finding Forces, and all the people all over the world listening in via BBS Radio. Hey, Jose, where we left off, and what else are you going to share with us? Because you are so knowledgeable, and I love the information that you share, so please continue.
I had a channel, Martin, from, called the Rainbow Bridge, and it's introspection, which is the ticket to each one, to delve within, to release these the sanctuary to their existence. It's to hold salvation, to choose the passageway, to make the choices, by soul guidance, to the following, to decide as many have to relinquish the belief systems instilled in their conscience, where the heart knows different. It's let them come for by light of day, which just happens. And this is to fortify a solitude of discord within themselves, proving to make a sense what is occurring outside that does not comply with their deep inner feeling. And this cannot support them any longer or can continue to fill their souls to fortify the genesis that we take on and hear on and what is to see before them. And so this is where we will come out of this to find the doorway. And this is the choice to be given solace, by source energy to ensure passes way to the soul has not passed out, but allows us to continue our existence, which is moving now into a new multidimensional reality. It points the direction already, in where as it's pointing the direction for Gaia, and she's heading towards the freedom of the light. Is being fortified in itself, and she's going to open up to that energy more so than ever before. We'll also experience, Martin, like microseconds. We're going to feel something where you heard about the Earth stopping. Have you heard of that?
The Earth stops spinning, or what? Or stops, that everything stops? Yeah, the everyday, the house of cards collapses, or what?
Things falling apart? Yeah, because what... Yes. The rotation is starting to, shut down, but the Earth needed immense support of light. And so she couldn't make it through her ascension on her own. She needed incredible guidance through the support of higher universe to get there. So now her rotation is starting to, slow things down. And so this is what, things collapse, like we're seeing outside. Lots of things falling apart. But this is because she's about to, in other words, reset into the new energy field that's about to enter the planet. And it's already here. As it's transpiring, but at the same time it's affecting the third dimension. So we're actually there, you're there in the new third, the fourth and fifth, but at the same time it's still shutting down the areas that can no longer be accepted onto the planet. So it's going to cause an acceleration of that. It's going to cause a further acceleration for these things to happen simultaneously, and simultaneously being where, as we're starting to see, the disclosures that are starting to appear more and more and more. But as the energy starts to increase upon the earth, so will all of this at the same time begin to fall off, you know, to further her regenerative process. And as she continues, she's in a spot. She would have gone straight up, but it would have been way too much on the human body for those who are, you know, who are ascending and, you know, who already made choices to remain in certain dimensions by the soul. And thereafter, by doing a gradual spiral, a spiral effect, allows her to, you know, give those who need to see or need to sense what's happening, the opportunity. You still have the opportunity and choices that are here. So even though, you know, the call is that many are starting to awaken, we still look for more to come. You know, the doors are always open, and the choice is being how things are being accepted or reacting to as we move along to a newer and higher dimension. So it's operable under the influence, which is any longer a higher kind of like a voltaic life. It's more of the metamorphosis, and it's to maintain a balance. So they're permeating this light, divine sequence, passing through a gateway to help assist others before the Stargate closes and concludes the shutdown and completes its end. And this gateway is called the Deandra. And the Deandra began many millennia ago. And it exists then, created to enter this planet, not of a planet then, but a star maker, a hire of the elders to maintain the balance, the age of balance, the equalness to all star energy grids called the Maestra fields. So, you know, it's been a part of us, always been a part of us. And it's just, you know, knowing that these things are coming back to bring the evolution of the universal process in place. Because the Earth is getting an upgrade. We're getting an upgrade along with her. And so the things that we are, you know, hold on to you know, strongly are what, you know, causes the reactiveness of the lower density. The more you say, I release and surrender to these energies, the more we accept the place of a new energy that's in place.
Yes,
and
indeed.
So, yes.
So yes, I just want to interrupt you shortly. You can continue your train of thought later, but I just want to ask the attention from all the listeners listening worldwide. I was just reading on the chat some things that were happening to my friend Remy. And he had some difficult 2 weeks. And I want to ask everybody to focus his love intent on Remy, to support him, because some relatives have passed away and he is having a difficult time. So I want everybody who's listening in the world to focus on Remy and send him love and strength and hope that he can find better time for the coming days. So everybody, let's send some love to Remy. And we love you, Remy, and I hope you will feel better. And so sorry for the interruption, Jose. Please continue where we left off.
Just maintaining the feelings of where we are, what, you know, feels uncomfortable, or you know, the sense of the things that seem to be dissolved. That's all part of the preparation of the newer energies, you know, that are here. And so we must validate it by surrendering and again continuously releasing it. But the maximum 3D, the artificial heart, can no longer keep the energy. We can't keep it there. The Earth cannot hold it in place. So, of course, because of the energy upgrades that are occurring, and those are part of the negative systems that and things that no longer play a part in our and so the light is allowing us to see something completely different, you know, much more of a
you say. If you can keep the microphone close to your mouth, I'm going to play a little music and make sure the connection is good because it was not so easy to understand you. So please take care of the microphone and the connection. And we're going to play Celebrate Life from Lucky Dupe. Very uplifting music, especially for Raimi. Yeah, celebrate life. Life is good. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that positive? Because if you are in a high vibration, you know that life is good and it will be better soon, according to all the light workers, including Jose Bazan and the Truth Seekers. So Jose, continue where we left off, and I hope you have a better connection and your microphone is close to your mouth. All right, Jose. So let's continue where we left off. We had beautiful music from Lucky Dupe. Celebrate life, because life is wonderful if you are a light worker and if you are in a high vibration and you know that everything is going to be all right. So please continue with your endeavor in your beautiful line of thought, you say, and your beautiful vision of the world. So thank you and continue.
Yeah, Gaia wants us to know more of that. You know, we are beyond what we know, what is the furtherance of our energy combined. So to receive it more as we are doing so, we are considered the solace of light. We are divine in nature, and we are brought through by these arclays, by what we call source in this invisible presence. So as we speak in languages, understanding, both have atoms of dimensional love, supremely healing of the heart, that are dormant, and sometimes they're unresponsive still, but it's sometimes crusted, torn, and bladed, scathed, and blemished by what we call thrust of attack.
Yeah, I you say you're falling. Let's call you on the phone. It's better. Let me find the phone number, Don. It's better to call him on the phone, I think.
Back.
Yeah, we're going to call you on the phone.
Okay, then. Okay, hello? Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, and so the core, which is being the core causing fractures, which was nearly, and in some cases, pulverized Earth's crystals, as these energies that humanity was receiving had at one time that created these beautiful elements, the vitality, the youth, the aura, light that could change in a glance, in mere thought of a sense of love. So this was felt as at one time period, a great time period, and still being felt as of today. Many whom imbued of this light, is part of the diaspora, the figment by the landscape, shapes and designs, colors and senses of distinct energy, give it the imprint and the capabilities to that would morph the earth, the eloquent envisionments, you know, am the embodiment of life, and through millions upon millions of years that we can describe throughout our making. This was the fortification of our reshapement, the refigurance, the newness of our empirical form and feeling, the side of the vibration that has never ever been, you know, lost, but is still a part of us. We try to bring that back many, many times when Atlantis and Lemuria fell. But during the many incarnations, we kept holding the light in place, you know, to maintain the, what we call the vision, because knowing that the Earth would come back again. And this is actually happening now. The reformations of our energies, manifestations of our newer energies, part of the higher creations. But these are the defiances of now darkness, the defiance of upon what darkness is, no longer being a part of, being more of a sort of the transformation, the metamorphosis of it. And it's a part of the same with the stars and planets, and in introducing a whole new universe in its dimension, in its beauty. So then we are just moving in a whole different part of this, the osmosis process, kind of, so to speak. And where we are just becoming more of what the universe is bringing in.
All right, my friend, sorry for the hiccup. We are back live on BBS Radio and on Finding Voices Radio with my program, ET First Contact. So, Jose, you had a beautiful train of thought and a beautiful sequence of information about Gaia and the energies. So I don't know where you left off exactly, but you may continue, my friend.
Say again, Martin?
Yes, that's good. You're good. You can continue where you left off.
Okay, so yes, so by bringing balance, you know, to the Earth, and what Gaia is trying to giving compassionate energy to is for many to reach her, to reach their level. As she reaches her level, we're reaching our new levels, and at the same time creating a stronger balance for what we are calling the collective oneness. So this allows us to you know, fortify these new energies, you know, in ourselves. And you could have, you sense it. It's like a sense of peace, you know. It's like a sense of harmony, like the, you know, things are gonna be in a better position, even though it may not be seen yet and not may not be understood yet. But something inside you says so. So it makes it where that as long as you're feeling it, you are gaining a part of this new energy. That sense of peace is a part of this new energy. And so it's to say you may not be able to visually, physically or touch it, but in a sense, you know it's just gonna, it will take time to bring into manifestation on the physical level. And even though, like, on these the part of ascension that this brings us a new definement, meaning for it. What is ascension for what we would consider a new earth? Well, we're experiencing it now. We're experiencing the feeling in a sense, you know, within ourselves, your consciousness, in your heart, and by transmitting it through. You know, that's the first step. Are we going to accept it energetically, or we're just going to turn away from it? You know, and many kind of are brought to where they can't go back to those old energies any longer. But that's an indication that we're no longer there. You know, we're no longer in the old dimension. And so we're actually the key, the doorways to helping others, the oneness. We're all part of it, the same chain link and energy vibrations that allows us to be the receptor, the bridge, you know, creating the portal or the deeper feeling of light that we hold in our visions through the etherical, you know, which is also joining in part for ourselves, and the restoring what we once were, you know, bringing back to these higher levels that we were a part of, and we still are, except we're just joining in the what we call the illuminated physicality. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, the illuminated physicality, meaning that physicality is actually able to be broken up into light and sound, because everything is frequency. And physicality is being illuminated by these higher energies and the rise of the frequency of Gaia. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Because we're no longer what we would call the solidness or forms. How it is combining crystalline energy, physical body, fourth and fifth dimensional energies into, you know, one conjoined into Gaia. Now, she's definitely going to keep a lot of you know, things that are a part of her, our physicality, like just like we're a part of that same physicality, but we're going to, you know, start to transform based on this DNA that is inside of ourselves. And as we continue to travel through the cosmos, you know, through where Gaia is to reform as her, as the monarch queen, then, you know, in fact, she'll be able to, you know, redistribute those energies in a much more, you know, different way, in a commencement pattern, correlation. So, but that's when they're going to, these infrawaves, which they're calling Jasper 7. It's the light alignment, and Gaia is already initiating as part of the 12 stargates. You know, it's part of Avalon 7, a transmutation of the fifth dimensional energies. It's like a parabola form, an arch forms, an energy field to transcend the cosmic waves in decibel, the resonation of the sound frequencies that we're speaking of, to drive into Earth. So thereafter, like, it would just consume her, like we were saying, and surround her. And this, you heard of the tetrate of energies? It's like these immeasurable amounts of, you know, that flow plasma. Mm-hmm. So the tetris, and yeah, it's going to cause
everything is accelerating.
Yeah, remolding, reshaping to receive the optimum crystal light symmetry of the upgrade in the universe. But and it's all being has been dormant in stages for many millennia. So again, we're when the earth stops, and more quickly will, like the trees will feel it. It will cause like these energy bursts in movement, be transmitted by light to project waves through the atmosphere, through the Magellan Straits, mainlands of South America, the Earth of Fire, linking Pacifics with Atlantic by 20 miles. So this will be the new crystalline base. She is creating the new crystallite base by the Herkimer diamond, which will propel from frequency codes to align her new light codes to match the new data program. The millisecond will be felt like a tsunami wave. So she's going to trap the energy of mutation onto her surface. It won't shift and she won't change it. It will be a new part of her, of the earth. To describe it, what this means is like the higher feminine energy that will shift way across the planet, all new continents, great effects to just disposition.
Yeah, this energy is transmuting people's DNA and their thought patterns. This feminine energy is so strong now that actually everybody who was attached to the old ways of thinking, I believe that even general people like who are in the Matrix, that are now slowly the Matrix is falling apart, and that they're coming into this unity consciousness, this balance between masculine and feminine energies. It's beautiful to see that.
Yes, it's so incredible just knowing that you know, this is occurring, and man's control is coming to what we say the opposing forces coming to their own end by the discord, which is brutally breaking down the social aspects and now forestalling the progress to institute higher control of social media. But this being so apparent, forces energy to collide within itself. So it's breaking down those infrastructural barriers once held strongly. They're calling us the Kumonis of the dragon. In the days before, we will sense like this, that vibration called the Vimatra, Es Solen, where you will see the earth will receive a constant, you know, volume, which is what we're receiving now, the flares, the torching towards high velocity speeds. And it's going to break down, as we know, like that's why we're hearing the tones in the ears, the frequencies, the veils, the tropospheres, the dyala, engaging the new spawns of crystals to exterminate and break away and dissolve the inhibited particles left in the earth. It's holding the block before of her life. And it was like that was pretty much the imprisonment. But the equinox is the disruption of the energy in the diaspora field and affecting what we would call the deep cortex of her life. And that seems to be where her energy fields become the receptors of these massive infrawaves. So as it continues pouring in, all the planets begin to sort of like realign themselves to position the new energies. Where do we place these new energies? And how to restore the planet, you know, and its higher vibration. But as it continues to move forward, the new body will be like a new heightened appearance, part of the 5D upgrade or part of the 4D upgrade, all based on the energy senses, the personalities, the reactions, the belief systems, the transfigurance, where changes are being done to the organs. And what we would sense and feel transforming through us to match up with those energies from the outside that are being transmitted from within. The same things happen in our atmospheric energy levels that are being prepared. So we're pretty much living, going to be living more so of an energetic field, you know, where the planet will be less oxygen-based and more energy-based. You know, and the waters where themselves are going to follow back to providing the energy, more so of an energy field than being provided as of H2O. You know, that's also transforming. And it's what we're providing to be a part of in an intentional level, but a part of the preparation. It's no longer regressing. It's becoming more felt through illumination of these frequencies. So we kind of feel like this is like becoming more apparent for us, you know, day by day. Like you feel like you're here, but you're really not here, you know. And it becomes much stronger as we move along. You ever get the sense where even though things are as you see and feel and walk around to, you totally feel detached from, because the energy kind of says, look, you're not there anymore. I'm giving you the sense that you're here. You're here, whether it's either in the third or fourth or fifth dimension. And it sometimes you can't even relate to it.
because this new cosmic wave that's hitting us just gives us further validation. And, you know, it's truly not allowing us to kind of participate in that lower frequency. You ever notice that, Martin, where we have less of the effect with it?
Mm-hmm.
Or there's no response.
I feel that, for example, discussions that don't matter when I know that I'm not going to win that discussion with people that are completely in the matrix. I'm not going to put effort in. I just leave it there and I walk away, or I think, okay, well, you will have your own time to wake up. Let's say in general, I'm not into being in conflict with other people. And that's actually fifth dimensional when... you can refrain yourself. You can detach yourself from being in conflict or being into a discussion where it's yes, no, yes against no, or this against that. Being in oneness is actually, for me, being at peace and being at ease with everybody and every person around me. Is that what you mean?
Yes, yes, exactly. It's like the reversal effect of the energy.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, we see that's how you advanced in your vibration, your frequency. So it's just like it's postulating in your own level and in your own personal way. But they themselves won't feel it. You won't notice it or transmutate with it. It's the old or just the previous existence will not be strong enough to contain their calibration. So, in essence, the more this energy enters our planet, it begins to shut down. You know, it begins to shut down the system and replacing it with a higher system, you know, the fourth and fifth dimension and part of the third, the newer third.
I believe that Nezara is part of it, with the funds being released, the abundance programs being enacted, where Taran and Rama will speak about after this program on BBS Radio. They are very much aware of the situation and they know a lot about what's happening behind the scenes. They get first-hand information. So after this, Taran and Rama will speak about the revelation of the financial system and Saint Germain and all the Ascended Masters where they're in contact with. So you definitely have to stay tuned the whole day on BBS Radio, because there's a bunch of very interesting programs coming up this Saturday. And I think that part of the release of the energies from the fifth dimension, you say, is of course the funds and a higher level of government, where people will lead in councils of 12, where David Boyle spoke about in last week's transmission. You can find it on YouTube, David Boyle part Cosmic Truth part 12 already. And this is unfolding and this is happening, and things are happening behind the scenes very much so to create this new reality. And many people are working on it called the Earth Allies. So, I agree with you. So, let's have another little piece of music for us to relax a bit. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I have selected Metallic Rain from Vangelis from the album Direct from 1988. It's powerful music and I love the vibration. Bring us higher into the higher realms of love and connection with the cosmic brothers from space all over the cosmos. That was beautiful music from Vangelis. I understand that there's a program after me for Tara and Rama. They have to prepare this. So, Jose, any closing comments very quickly in 1 minute?
continue to ground and surrender and releasing the consciousness, because the medulla of the brain waves are truly affecting the vibrational increases, and as more of Gaia's energy is felt, we are going to continue to experience it in more of a modality wave. These waves that will affect it, more of acceptance or less of an acceptance.
I have to stop you here. You say thank you for the beautiful information and your uplifting insights. You are such a wonderful, knowledgeable person. Listen, I will be back Monday on Finding Voices and next Saturday on both stations, BBS and Finding Voices, with my program ET First Contact. Namaste, love to and light to all, and thank you for listening. And thank you for being here, Jose. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.